Good morning. Bearing witness to climate change, what does this mean to me? As a 34-year-old, Unitarian Universalist, straight, married, white, mother of two, living comfortably in the suburbs of the United States? Yes, that is a lot of privileges. Well, climate change could mean not much on any given day, when I can keep my home comfortable with a couple clicks of the thermostat, get any food I want from the grocery store, and jump in our Prius when we want to leave the house. Of course, that's the way I would like it to be most days, because when I hear the words climate change, global warming, green living, sustainability, my heart starts to thump, my eyes start to spin, and I try to think of all the ways I must make some lifestyle changes so I can do my part in helping save the planet. But then it is so overwhelming. Where do I start? What will have the most impact? Will what I do actually help or make things worse? If I am not 100% green, will I just be seen as a hypocrite? Can't I just sit back and let the environmentalists figure it out? What about everybody else? At least we drive a Prius and use cloth diapers. Isn't that enough? Well, no, frankly, it isn't. Remember all those privileges I just mentioned? I need to ask myself, how can I use them for the greater good? As a Unitarian Universalist, bearing witness to climate change means to remember our principle that we are part of an interdependent web of existence, and our sources, which counsel us to heed the guidance of reason and the results of science, and to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature. As a steward of this earth, bearing witness means that I choose to help protect this resource for future generations. As a mom, bearing witness means I want to educate myself so I can help teach my children through my own actions. And as Peggy said earlier, to help them love nature so they'll make choices as adults with that love in their hearts. Before Derek and I had children, we often talked about whether we should. Was it really responsible to do so when this future seems so uncertain? I remember saying, I don't want to bring children into a world where they have to walk around wearing gas masks. Well, obviously that argument didn't win out in our desire to experience the love and joy of these two little ones, and I'm glad it didn't. Am I still uncertain about their future, my own future, what can happen tomorrow? Yes, but I also am more inspired than ever before as a mom and a Unitarian Universalist to bear witness to this, the major moral issue of our times. Are there other issues that are also important? You bet. Racial justice, food justice, the rights of immigrants, marriage equality, it's all important. And now here comes the sigh and the overwhelming feeling again. But bearing witness means that I won't curl up under a blanket and let that overwhelming feeling take hold. It means recognizing that all of these issues are interconnected. Remember that interdependent web of existence? And climate change is not just for the environmentalists. It is a social justice issue. As the Unitarian Universalist Association reports, the injustice of global climate change is that those who contribute least to greenhouse gas emissions are still the first to suffer. Those who contribute the most must recognize our responsibility for the suffering. I am so thankful to be part of a religious community that has seen this connection for many years and challenges and inspires me to recognize and bear witness to this. So where do we begin as a religious community? Multiple changes in our lives and society will be needed. One of these changes that has gained a lot of attention, and you heard Terry mention, is divesting from fossil fuels. As Terry said earlier, an action of immediate witness was passed at the 2013 General Assembly that called on all congregations to begin a conversation about divestment or the alternative of shareholder advocacy. The statement also encourages congregations to discuss investing in making their own facilities more energy efficient, make widespread use of renewable energy, adopt conservation and efficiency measures. So how does this affect us as a small congregation with no current investments? As many of you know, we are working on ways to make our congregation more financially stable. This will likely include a development of an endowment in the near future, with decisions to be made on how we will invest our funds. We also can begin the process of becoming a green sanctuary congregation to expressly state our community's commitment to the earth. After service today, we will continue this conversation in more depth in an effort for our community to join together and bear witness to climate change, not only today, but for every day of our future and our children's future. The world has been and will continue to be impacted by global warming. And when it comes right down to it, as a mom, I don't want to let a fellow mom bear this burden alone. I choose to bear witness with our Mother Earth, and I choose to do so with love and compassion. As Unitarian Universalist minister Reverend Fred Small from First Parish in Cambridge said in a sermon this spring, "It's not too late, and it is never too early to treat each other with kindness and compassion and love." Reverend Small continued his sermon with these words: "Martin Luther King Jr. understood that Bull Connor was not his enemy. His enemies were bigotry and hatred. ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson is not my enemy. My enemies are greed, selfishness, and short-sightedness. When the hurricane hits and the floodwaters rise, I'm not going to demand to know where someone stood on global warming before I offer them my hand. If the coming decades prove as grim as climate scientists predict, we're all in for a very rough ride. As we struggle for a better, healthier, more just world, we must not succumb to hatred or bitterness. How we treat one another, even our opponents, during this long emergency will determine what kind of society emerges on the other side." Reverend Small's words resonate with me on a very personal level. Listening to me today, you may not think of me as an enemy or an opponent, but I was raised on coal. For over 20 years, my dad worked hard to support his family in the local coal-burning power plant. My brother-in-law currently supports his family at this same power plant. It is scheduled to be closed in 2015. I worry about what will happen to my sister and her family and all the families that depend on this paycheck. So as we move forward, let us remember our principles of the inherent worth and dignity of every person and justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Bearing witness to climate change also means to acknowledge the lives that will be affected as we figure out how to live sustainably. There will be loss, heartache, and difficult changes for all of us. But I believe in the strength of community. So let us face this together with open arms and hearts. Only then can we truly create a sustainable world with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you.